Mudar o passado é uma evolução musical. Cadê as notas que estavam aqui? Não preciso delas, basta deixar tudo soando bem aos ouvidos. O medo da origem ao mal, o homem coletivo sente a necessidade de lutar. O orgulho, a arrogância, a glória enche a imaginação de domínio. São demônios os que destroem o poder bravio da humanidade. Viva Zapata! Viva Sandino! Viva Zumbi! Antônio Conselheiro! Todos os Panteras Negras! Lampião, sua imagem e semelhança! Eu tenho certeza, eles também cantaram um dia.
Falava em bandidos, há um tempo atrás se falava em solução, há um tempo atrás se falava em progressão, há um tempo atrás que eu via a televisão.
Southern Zone, periphery of São Paulo, economic and cultural capital of Brazil. Southern Zone, where the working class lives, those who drive that immense metropolis, the excluded, the marginalized, the arms and legs of the country with the greatest social inequality of America. Southern Zone, periphery of the peripheral, margin of the marginalized, oblivion of the forgotten. Those from below, those who don't fit in the projects of progress and capital. Factory workers, domestic servants, washerwomen, taxi drivers, construction workers, painters, street sweepers. Hunger, poverty, ignorance, drugs, crime, racism, exclusion. Struggle, resistance, awareness, solidarity, rebellion. For 500 years, language, knowledge, the word, have been instruments of oppression. Today, a poetic and literary movement, born in the heart of the favelas and the impoverished peripheries of Brazil's large cities, is appropriating language as a weapon for resistance and struggle against oppression. In the Southern Zone, we visited the weekly poetic gathering organized by Cooperifa, poetry cooperative of the periphery of São Paulo, one of the meeting points of the marginal literature movement, which brings together an increasing number of poets and writers from way below, who with their words are breaking the walls that divide society.
Aqui não se sabe quem policia você, mas só que o que nos cabe é nos proteger. E sabe do que? De suas ações, que carregando nas mãos armas, munições, e no seu coração não existe perdão, é triste fusão saber que sente na exploração dos meus irmãos. Então vejam quem vocês são.
One of the pioneers of the marginal literature movement is Vejez, a native of Capão Redondo, one of the most violent peripheries of São Paulo. During the event, he spoke to us about the movement.
Bom, o movimento de literatura marginal, a gente lançou em 1997.
The Marginal Literature Movement started in 1997 with the publication of my first book, Fortaleza da Desilusão, and then came Cooperifa, which is a creation of Sergio Vaz and other folks from the community. Afterwards, the movement grew by itself because each poet and author started adding to the work and opening new fronts of action. It's useless to write a book and leave it dead. Here in Brazil, the banks sponsor books, as usual, useless books for the elite, and they remain dead books. Not here. Here the books are alive, we recite them, we show them to the people. What we want is for the people to have access to books, to keep them from being only for the elite. And today we have an elite that doesn't believe in anything, that doesn't say anything, that only talks about drinking and promiscuity. What we're talking about is revolution, saying that we have to remain firm and healthy so we can wage the right war. My war is against a system that turns all of us into puppets. And we discovered that through other revolutionaries, and we're breaking those chains. In the last several years, marginal writers have been able to earn market acceptance, and their books, which speak of a reality that has always remained invisible, are published by large publishers and are read all over Brazil. We asked Vejez how they accomplished this and what effect their works have on society. We didn't knock on the door and ask to come in. We broke down the door. And there was a moment when they couldn't stop us. Books sold more, the people asked for more stories. The first time I wrote for Caros Amigos, the second issue had a bunch of letters asking for more. because people want to know about our reality, not that fictional world of soap operas that encompasses everything and turns life into a lie. Look, the difference is that today you see t-shirts with our verses, you see graffiti with our words, you see the guy at the bus reading your book, you meet a kid on the street that says, I read one of your books, bro. You see the kids of the punk movement distributing poetry downtown. So the word flows in many ways. Today you can open a Portuguese language book at school and you'll find parts of my book. And that's a victory because before, when I opened those books, all I found was authors that have been dead for 100 years, smelling of mothballs. People who the kids couldn't identify with, because no one can identify with someone that's been dead for 100 years. We asked Fahez to talk about the struggle for dignity. You gotta be careful, brother, because if you start working with dignity, you'll have problems. If you work on respect, self-esteem, trust, you'll have problems. Because the people will no longer accept what the media says, police repression, and they'll start questioning a lot of stuff. You gotta be careful with dignity. Don't give dignity lessons. Alan da Rosa is another poet from the periphery of São Paulo. A son of a convict and a nurse assistant, Alan is a member of Cooperifa. He published several books, writes theater scripts, develops a project for poetry on community radio, teaches capoeira, and is an educator, and is currently doing a master's in education. Alan spoke to us about poetry as a weapon for political resistance.
Nosso saber nunca foi contemplado como se deve na escola. Porque o nosso saber é o saber da gambiarra, é o saber do improviso.
Our knowledge has never been treated as it should in school, because our knowledge comes from improvisation. Our science is a science that comes together with a fever of need. It's not just an ornament. Likewise, we can't write empty poetry. Here, poetry is expression. So, brother, we understand politics from the moment you step out of your shack and go out proudly to face your everyday. And literature gives you the political strength you need to know that you are a member of the city, that you are a member of the community. All the way to education. To literature as a school for life. And we want to be present in schools. We want to be part of the curricula and the methods. There are also examples of communities that, thanks to the written word, have been able to better organize to demand their rights. We have the example of the indigenous schools of Brazil, of the Macurapi, Jabuti, Jacuhamain, who are struggling for bilingual schools. The word is political in the sense that the letter always dominated society, and they did so because they had the written word. And we understand the power of representation, but also the power of imagination. So we want to take a picture of our reality, but not only that. We want to color our pictures with our imagination. If I want to write a poem where a star marries a bicycle in an oven, I can speak of the pollution caused by this world of automobiles, which made me lose the stars. I can speak of the bicycle as an alternative, and I can speak of an empty oven because there's no food to put in it. So I believe that imagination has always been an arrow that bleeds a lot more than plain realism. And poetry is the realm of the sensitivity of words.
Então a imaginação, eu acho que ela sempre foi uma flecha que sangra muito mais do que o mero realismo. E a poesia é o espaço da sensibilidade das palavras.
Contra o sistema, inimigo, trema, veja só quem está de volta na cena. Com o drible mais perfeito e a bola no pé, pra jogar que nem Garrincha ou Rei Pelé. Fique sabendo que o time não gela, se precisar eu mato e morro pela favela. Tudo que faço é com amor a ela, a favor do sofredor já declaro guerra.
Brazil's favelas and peripheries are living a war. Drug trafficking, crime, violence, police brutality, and an unjust and racist system are destroying society. As Fahez says, the favelas, the peripheries, and Brazil in general have only two paths, a spiral down to social chaos or a revolution of consciousness. The marginal literature movement is a weapon that a growing number of poets and writers are using to fight this revolution. Yeah.
Gustavo, Bonifácio, Santa Amaro, Madalena, Boa Vista, Dois Irmãos. É Caso Ponto, é Caxangá, é Brasilita, é Beberiba, é CDU, Capibaribe, é o Centrão, eu falei. Bem no sol do meio-dia, o carro passou por cima e o mulambo ficou lá. Mulambo eu, mulambo tu, mulambo eu, mulambo tu. E os budis e overdrives, impressionantes esculturas de lama. E os budis e overdrives, impressionantes esculturas de lama.
Mentira, mentira, mentira. Um lobo boa peça de pano pra se costurar miséria.